let's go. Here's how we do it at Fellowship. We put the Word on the big screen. Amen. And everything I have, notes and everything, is right there. And we're blessed to have a tech director who's just a blessing to us, who gets with me, and we work on these messages. And God's blessed us with hundreds and hundreds of them now. Amen. And churches all over, different places are using them, even in other countries. We just thank God for what is happening right here, but other people are getting blessed by His Word. Amen. So, let's go with it this morning. Here's one called Real Life. Say that with me. Real Life. Now, come on. We're going to get you all in on it. Here we go. You know I got to quit at 10. You got it made. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Real. We all could use some help. Let's go to the Word this morning. Here we go. Message today is called Road Trip. Road Trip. Help's right around the corner and hope's right around the corner if you want it. We're going to see that today as in our Bible message as we study God's Word. Let's look at it today. Road Trip. It's going to be a several-week series. In the summertime, I go to Colorado. I love Colorado. Years ago, I went out there the first time after my mother was murdered in North Carolina. I went out there to Colorado. I was, I don't know, it was early 1990s, probably 1993 is when I went. And, yeah, because you were like about 3 years old, Elise, 2.5, 3 years old, maybe four. You were four, okay, it was about 1994, 1995 when we went to Colorado. That's my first real journey. I remember going to Colorado and driving out there, and it was a long trip. And I fell in love with Colorado. And that first time we went out there, I went for musical reasons. I was part of, like, before American Idol and all that stuff came out, they were doing stuff, trying to find new artists and all that. And I was part of something singing out there. I lost. It's okay. I'm in therapy for it. Now, here we go. But anyway, went out there, but lo and behold, one of the judges liked me enough to call me later and say, we'd like to do an album with you. And so, thank God for Colorado. And that album was a tribute to my mother, All Things Work Together for Good. Amen. And God blessed me, and we did real well. Didn't make a whole lot of money or nothing on that, but we got the word out a lot around, you know, all over the place with that album. We just thank God for it. I don't know if you know that song I wrote, All Things Work Together for Good. How many of you ever heard that? To them who love the Lord. God blessed us. Amen? So that's my first trip to Colorado. I fell in love with it. And every summer since, most summers I go to Colorado. And for a couple of 3 weeks, sometimes I get crazy and I drive. Here's what it looks like. That's where I go right there. Okay? Eagleville Airport. A lot of times I fly right there. Sometimes I've driven the old pickup truck. And if you drive, here's what the journey looks like. There you go. Right there. I stay right there in Avon, the little timeshare. And just a simple little thing, but nice. Places I like to go, like Frisco. I've taken Raj with us. We film from there. I eat at what's the name of that restaurant? Log Cabin Cafe. You know that's right. Anyway, so Frisco. How many know these places? Somebody in the audience know? Isn't it awesome? Breckenridge. This is the way back home, though. Not everybody goes this way. I like to go this way. Hoosier Pass. Making it on down. Canyon City. That's a crazy bridge right there. Yeah. Trinidad. Beautiful. Then you're coming into New Mexico for just a moment. Road trip. We got to fly and go get the message done. Amarillo. Man, that's desolate country up there above Amarillo, man. You telling me? Woo! Then Dallas, Texas. There you go. You're in Big D, which I can't stand the Cowboys. How many Cowboys fans we have in the room? Just one. Right after the service, everybody will beat him up right there. No. Anyway. I'm sorry. Shreveport, Louisiana. Coming on down. Vicksburg, Mississippi. How many remember that bridge in Vicksburg? You've seen that bridge? What a beautiful bridge that is. Aren't you glad you live in America? Say, come on. Did you get to travel and go places? Look at that. Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, and then Tallahassee. And then coming on back down this way, Tampa. and then back to Englewood, Florida. Amen. There you go. There we are. We're pretty spoiled here, ain't we, say? God's blessed us. Road trip. Let's go with the message this morning. Road trip. All of us have taken some road trips. Most people thought I was crazy when I drove all the way. You know, I've done that several times, 2,100 miles each way. So it's a great thing to do. I love it. Okay, Roger, you got to roll now. Here we go. The Christian life is a what? Help me now. The Christian life is a what? It's a road trip. Let's talk about it today. And I need fixing to the day I die. On this Christian life, this road trip you're on, you're always going to need some help. You know, there's going to be stumbles. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be pain. There's going to be disappointment. You're going to disappoint yourself, but others are going to disappoint you. They're going to really hurt you. There's going to be attacks on your road trip. How many have been attacked in your Christian life? Okay? It's going to happen. Let's go. Let's talk about this man's road trip today. Saul of Tarsus. Let's go to the book, Roger. We have to really fly now. Thank you for being patient with me while I did that little intro. Saul of Tarsus. Saul later became who? The apostle who? The apostle Paul. Let's go. We're going to talk about this. He was educated. He was educated. We're going to learn about this man today. He was an educated man. Saul of Tarsus was educated. Most of us what? In this country, most of us have an education. We can relate to this guy and to his road trip. Let's read it. I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are to this day. Gamaliel, he was a leading teacher of the Hebrew law at the influential school in Jerusalem. This is who this man was brought up under. So he was educated. Saul was this. Say it with me. He was what? He was religious. If you know this about your Bible, good. Some people don't know this, so we're going over it. He was religious. Most of us are. Most of us had some kind of religious something because you grew up in a great country called America. Amen? Even the values that you have. People that don't even go to church have values. Some of them have values. Most people have values in this country because of our religious freedom. Because down through the centuries, grandmas and granddaddies and mamas and daddies have been teaching and passing down, and yet I don't like religion. Well, I tell you, Jack, the reason you believe what you believe is because things in the Bible. You listening, yes or no? Religious. He was religious. Most of us are. Speaking, he says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. He was religious. I was circumcised, he says, the eighth day of the stock of Israel. You can't say that. Of the tribe of Benjamin. I was a Hebrew of the what? And as touching the law, I was a Pharisee. He was a teacher. He was a man of position. But this man Saul, though he had education, though he was religious, he had a what? He had a dark side. And I know it's hard for us to say this. All of us do. Oh, no, I'm not that bad. You're bad enough to burn in hell. You hearing me? Yes or no? Say. Yes or no? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Your goodness and my goodness compared to God is dark. Yes or no? And some of us, we've seen that darkness. What makes us different than somebody, you know, who has no upbringing, no education, living in some remote place on this planet, who just to see you, they would kill you? What makes us different? Living in America. Living in America. We've heard the gospel. We have laws, our laws, things that we, our education, things that we have. Guys, it's all because of God. Are y'all hearing me or not? But if we didn't have the things that we have, you talk about we could be as dark as any human being on the planet is dark. You hearing me? It's all because of Him. Praise Him. Give Him glory. He had a dark side. This man who was educated. He was religious. He was at the top of his class. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was a leader. He says this, and I persecuted this way. What way? People of the way. The way of Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Early believers were known as people of the way. They were following the way. They were following Christ. He said, and I persecuted this way unto what? Death. I would bind Christians. I would deliver them into prison. Both who? Men and women. This was this man Saul. Not Paul. He ain't Paul yet. He's on a road trip. This is him. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. I did this. This is who I am. This is my dark side. Touching the righteousness, which is the law, though, I was what? Oh, blameless. Oh, my goodness. I lived the law down to the T. And what's so sad, many believers, or they think they're believers, are thinking they're living a certain thing and they got all their act together, but they'll sabotage by gossip, snipe. You listening or not? Yeah, but I'm a good person. I have a Bible study. You're evil. Yes or no? Excuse me. That's what he's saying. I was evil. I was evil. But of the law, blameless. But he admits his own evil. We see some of his evil. And Stephen was a man of God, a follower of Christ. I just think of Stephen. I think of love. A man who loved people. He loved Jesus. He followed Jesus. He loved taking the gospel to places. Even though it was dangerous, he would do it. He was full of faith and what? And he did great wonders. He had the power of God on him, and he did miracles. He's a follower of Christ in the early church. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them in Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which this man Stephen would speak to them. He was causing trouble. People were being saved. And they suborned men. Who? These synagogues that lined up with Saul. Y'all listening or not? I'm boring you to tears. These synagogues that lined up with Saul, that believed like Saul, they saw the work that Stephen was doing. And they suborned men which said, we've heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. Did Stephen do that? No. Their religious thinking made him think what he was saying was evil. It was all about Jesus as the Messiah, and they didn't accept that. You understand? And so what did they do? They stirred up the people. Stirred up the people! And the elders and the scribes, and they came upon Stephen, and they caught him, and they brought him to the council. And they set up what? Liars. Say liars with me. Liars. Now, are these religious people that are setting up the council? Yeah. And they set up false witnesses, liars, which said this man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we've heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. Now, we're 2,000 years later. Did he say? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jesus did make a big old change in this planet. Can we praise Him for that? Come on. Come on. Change this world. Amen. Come on. See, we can see the flip side now. We can see that what Jesus said came true. Amen. Say. You and I are here today. Are we here because of Jesus today? Say. Absolutely. Now, all that sat in the council looking steadfastly on Him, say this part. They're looking, saw His what? As it had been the face of a what? Stephen had the glow of God on him. Now, we're talking about Saul, but we've got to pick up this man Stephen if you're going to find out the dark side of Saul. And when they heard these things, they were cut to their heart. They gnashed on Stephen with their what? Teeth. Can you imagine? It ought never shock you what religious people do, guys. If you're ever shocked because of what religious people do, you haven't read the Bible. Yes or no? We see something on TV today, a prosperity gospel. We see name it, claim it, blab it, have it. Your life is supposed to meant to be so good, 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 good. That's an American message. 95% of the world never has a life like that. Are y'all hearing me? It's tough. We should never be surprised what people do in the name of what? Religion. So they gnashed on Stephen, but he being full of the who? Holy Ghost. He looked up steadfastly into heaven and he saw the glory of God as they're coming on him, as they're attacking him, as they're that gnashing on him with their teeth. That's a crazy word. As they're coming on him, attacking him, doing the things that they're doing to him, he looks up into heaven and he sees the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. This is what the Bible says. This ain't me writing. This is the Bible. Amen? And said, he started speaking as they're attacking him, as they're killing him. Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man is standing on the right hand of God. Does the Bible tell us Jesus is at God's right hand? Say, somebody tell me. It sure does. And they cried out with a loud voice. They stopped their ears. And they ran upon him. Are these religious people? They ran upon him with what? One accord. They cast him out of the city and they what? Stoned him. And the witnesses laid down the clothes of Stephen at a young man's feet whose name was, say it with me, Saul had a dark side, didn't he? Say. Y'all hearing me today, church? Religious, educated, dark. It's funny how we still believe today. If I got an education, see, I'm somebody. And we believe, well, I'm good. I go to church and, I'm good. As if your education or your religion is going to get rid of your dark side. Isn't that funny? Say. We still play that same game. That's this man. This man needed some help, didn't he? He thought he had the answers. He was a leader. They put the clothes of this man at his feet. Can't get more. I mean, almost like this guy's like king almost, isn't he? And Saul was consenting unto Stephen's death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were scattered all abroad. That means they ran for their lives. They were hunted down like dogs. And this was many times by their own family. That's how our church of Jesus Christ began. Amen. Boy, it's changed, hasn't it? Say. Now we let a little something happen, a little persecution, let something happen, or somebody will say something, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, I'm leaving the church. Because you're a big baby. Quote me. Quote me. Say, this is real life we're living. Are y'all hearing me today? It's going to happen. Read Hebrews chapter 11. Everybody gets their name in it. Name, 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 name. And then it says there's some whom the world is not worthy. They were sawn in two with saws. Burned at the stake. That is the ministry. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's a tough message this morning. How many are like, I'm in shock? Clark's crazy today. If a man as good as Saul, educated, religious, will persecute, will hurt others, guys, it ought to be a wake-up call. We need something more than religion. You listening? I need a relationship with Jesus. I need something to change me. They were scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea, Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and they made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, now he didn't shed no tears. Listen, I've made the babies cry. He made havoc. That's a big word, isn't it? He made havoc of the what? This man had a dark side. He entered into what? Every house? Hauling men and women away and committing them to what? Prison. I thought it was just these wicked Romans. Oh no, the Romans did it too. He learned how to use government to come after Christians. This was his dark side. But now here's the crazy thing, guys. I tried to paint him black and dark for you this morning. So I could say this. He was what? Say it with me again. He was what? That's a God of love right there. Are you kidding me? He was not beyond hope. But he had to find something other than education and religion. If that's all he had, he was hopeless. But if there's something else out there, he was not beyond hope. Would you say those last three words? Neither are you. Road trip. Hope's just around the corner. How many of your life, it was a wreck and it was a mess? I just want you to be honest with me. Your life was a wreck and a mess, and God came into your life. Hope was just around the corner. Hallelujah. Amen. We've not all lived the same lives, but we must all come the same way. I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Amen? Get it nailed, guys. If you don't, you're just religious. You hear me today? And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, he went unto the high priest. Oh, man, he is full of himself, man. He's doing the job. Stephen's clothes, going from house to house, hauling them to prison. And he desired of him letters to go to a city that we hear about in the news today. Letters to go to where? Damascus. To the synagogues. And that if he found any of this what? People of the way. Whether they be men or women, I might bring them bound with me back to Jerusalem. So he wanted official papers to do this. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. I'm glad we're doing this sermon today. You're going to see Damascus in the news, and Syria in the news. It's going to be in the news. I want you to think about this light that happened and what happened, the story in Damascus. It's in your Bible, baby. It's an incredible thing. Look at it. And as he journeyed, Saul came near to Damascus, and suddenly there what? Shined round about him a what? A light from heaven. We're talking some serious bright lights. No foggy lights. Okay? He fell to the earth. And he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, I love this. Why persecutest thou me? That's an incredible thought, right? Back it up. Back that verse up. That's an incredible thought. To think that when you're persecuted, when people come against you for doing right, they're doing that to him. You hear me? I just can tell you in my personal life that I've lived, that has carried me a long way. That's kept me right there from killing somebody or hurting somebody or being able to let things go. Say, let things go. Let things go. One more time. Let things go. Because they didn't do it unto me. Ultimately, they did it unto... And God says, vengeance is what? I will repay, says the Lord. So Jesus says to him from heaven, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And as he journeyed, and he said, say that with me, who art thou? One more time, who art thou? Now I got to fly. And the Lord said, ooh, I love this, come on, say it with me, say it all, come on. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for you, now this is old King James English, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Better word might be sharp sticks or a goad. Some kind of sharp stick. A little hard for you now, isn't it, son? This is Saul before he's all that, ain't he? Yes or no? And he, trembling and astonished, saying, Lord, did he just say what? He just said what? I thought he was this false teacher. I thought he was not the Messiah. I thought he was somebody who was a false prophet. What did he call him? Lord. The Bible says, in that day, every knee shall what? And every tongue will confess that Jesus is who? To the glory of God the Father. He got a little view of what that's going to be like, guys. Y'all hear me? You can quote your education and talk about your religion all day long. One day you're going to stand before Him. It's better right now to bow those knees right now, brother. Amen? Live that life for God now that He has for you. Hope's just around the corner. He says, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what you must do. Amen? And the men which journeyed with him stood what? This is hilarious. How many of your life was just a wreck and a mess, and now people look at you, and not because you're something great, but they just have to go, wow, that's crazy, the change in your life. Can I see your hand? It's okay to say that for the glory of God, the change in your life. And some people are probably speechless. You know? They heard a what? But they didn't see who. Boy, did Saul see him. Oh, yes, Saul saw him. The others were standing there speechless. Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. He was blind. This guy who thought he had it down, blind, couldn't see, bright light. But they led him by the hand. Can you imagine that? Here you're going to Damascus with special papers to pick up Christians, and now you're going as a blind man. Somebody's got to hold your hand. That's a good picture of you without, you know, you need Jesus. Amen? Come on. They brought him to Damascus. Are we done, Raj? Can we be? Can we go to the end of my message? You can pick up more of this if you'd like. But did we see a man on a road trip today? Yes or no? Oh, it won't Colorado, brother. This is a bigger road trip than that, that's for sure. We saw this man, we saw who he was, where he came from, and we're going to follow him a little bit over the next several weeks, and we're going to look at some real life. And I'm going to talk like I do, and sometimes get a little ugly, but it's going to be all right. Here we go. No one is what? No one is beyond hope. Hope is just around the what? Hope is just around the corner. I want you to back up. I want you to show Mama. Can you do that for me? That's where I wanted you to go. Here we go. I want to tell you about my Mama's road trip the last 2 minutes of this service. And I'm late already. My Mama went every night. We lived in Rockingham, North Carolina. And she went every night up Caroline Street. That's my street, River Road. She'd come to the bottom of this little hill, little end of the street, and she'd take a right and go up Caroline Street up the hill. Every night. As a kid growing up, I saw Mama go. She'd go to Jean's Tavern every night. Sometimes she'd make two trips, two road trips. Come home, get wasted. And the life that we lived and the men that came that in the home and things like that, and finally hooked up with a guy, started living in a house with us. It was just a mess. She married this fella a few years later. Now he's gone. He's leaving her, or he's on the road. He's out with other women. Whatever's going on, she's depressed. And that Saturday night, she's doing the same thing Mama knows to do, drinking. And she unknowingly stumbled upon Billy Graham preaching on TV. 1977. She told me that night I came in after party and she was drunk. We're going to church in the morning. I cussed her out. Every word you can think of that's evil, I said. Did not want to go. The next morning, we went up Caroline Street like she did every night for years. Every night for years. But you're supposed to make the left to Jean's. But we kept walking straight. We didn't make the left-hand turn on that little road. And only 300 yards past that left turn was Temple Baptist Church. My mother heard the gospel. I heard the gospel. 3 weeks later, both of us were saved. What's the point? Here's the point. Pop it up. No one's what? Amen? And what's the other point? Hope is what? Guys, come on. There's hope for you. Okay? There's hope for you. He is the what? The way. The way. Okay? God wants to help you. Real life. That's our message. And let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. A little crazy, but it's what it is. Praise the Lord.